A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, on that day, it will be more tolerable for Sodom than for that town." This is the word of the Lord. The last few verses preceding today's gospel reading tell us about three persons who, it seems, were ready to be disciples of the Christ. The first told Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Jesus invited the second one, "Follow me," he said. This person answered, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." A third person, on receiving Christ's invitation, answered, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." The first one invited himself and was willing to go wherever you go. Jesus told him that he had nowhere to go, meaning that a disciple should be willing to go wherever he is sent. The other two seemed willing to go and said, "I will follow you, but first..." This dialogue between Jesus and these three persons shed a light on today's reading. Luke says, "After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him." It is Jesus who appoints disciples, and he sends them where he intends to go. There is no talk of staying with the Christ, if not in sharing his mission. The Transfiguration comes to my mind, when Peter told Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." The writer's comment was, "He did not know what he said." Jesus told the 70 disciples, "Go on your way. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide. A disciple then goes where he is sent." I do not want to comment further on Christ's instruction to his disciples before sending them in mission. I would rather like to focus a little bit on three important things we find in this gospel selection. I see here that Jesus teaches his disciples a prayer, a blessing, and a message. These are tools for their mission as disciples. Jesus teaches them a prayer, what to pray for. "Ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Jesus was asking his disciples to pay attention to the fact that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. They were not to take up anybody and make him disciple. Remember the three I mentioned above. They did not put discipleship in the first place. They said, I will follow you, but first. The disciples were to ask the Lord to send laborers to the harvest that is his harvest. I remember what the apostles did when they wanted to fill the place left vacant by Judas Iscariot. They prayed, Lord, you can read everyone's heart. Show us, therefore, which of these two you have chosen. However, disciples in mission are to be always attentive to God's calling to those he wants to send in his name. I remember Eli's advice to the young boy Samuel, go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. We often lament the lack of vocations. Do we ask the Lord to send people to his plentiful harvest? Do we advise young people how to answer when the Lord calls them? Jesus teaches his disciples a blessing, peace to this house. This blessing is not for the building, but for the persons who live in it. It reminds me that we should not focus so much on blessing things, but those who use them. I often see people having their cars blessed, and then they drive recklessly, hoping that God's blessing of the car would keep them out of trouble. Remember what Jesus said. If anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. And he teaches us to ask for peace, not any peace, but the peace he promised his disciples when he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. And then, let us remember also what he said in today's reading. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. We really need Christ's peace, and we should call it as a blessing on others. Jesus teaches his disciples a message to be preached. The kingdom of God has come near to you. If the kingdom of God is near us, then the king is also near us. Indeed, there is no kingdom without a king. Signs of the nearness of the kingdom are the good works we do to our brothers and sisters in need. It is good to remember Christ's words when he speaks about judgment. The king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. A disciple should always speak about the king, where you can find him, how you can serve him, and how much he loves each one of us personally. Let us then learn what to pray for, how to bless, and what to preach. Laudare, benedicere, predicare. And also share with others the fruit of our contemplation, the intuitions God inspires in our minds and hearts.